This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. President Draupadi Murmu has extended greetings to all civil servants on Civil Services Day today. In a social media post, she said that civil servants' role in public service policy making and its implementation have impacted the well-being of citizens and development of the country. On the occasion of the 17th Civil Services Day, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will address civil servants in New Delhi today. He will also confer the Prime Minister's awards for excellence in public administration. U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance today arrived in New Delhi on a four-day visit to India. He was received by the Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav. This is Vice President Vance's first visit to India. He will meet Prime Minister Narendra Modi this evening. The Vice President will have other engagements in Delhi and also scheduled to visit Jaipur and Agra. The visit of the U.S. Vice President J.D. Vance to India will provide an opportunity for both sides to review the progress in bilateral relations and the implementation of the outcomes of the India-U.S. joint statement issued on 13 February this year during Prime Minister Narendra Modi's visit to the U.S. The two sides will also exchange views on regional and global developments of mutual interest. In Jharkhand, around 8 Naxals have been killed in an encounter between Naxalites and a joint team of police and paramilitary forces in the foothills of Lugu Hills in Bokaro since early morning today. In Bokaro encounter, Vivek, a Maoist with a reward of 1 crore rupees, was also killed during the encounter. DGP Jharkhand Anurag Gupta said that a total of 8 dead bodies of Maoists have been recovered so far by the troops. CRPF officials said that the firing is stopped, but operations are underway, while there has been no injury reported to the forces. The Supreme Court is slated to hear a public interest litigation, PIL, today, seeking the formation of a 5-member judicial inquiry commission under the chairmanship of a retired Apex Court judge to inquire into the violent protests that erupted against the WAF Amendment Act 2025 in West Bengal's Murshidabad. A bench of Justices Surya Kant and N.K. Singh will take up the matter for hearing today. In Jammu and Kashmir, the relief and rescue operation in the cloudburst and landslide-hit Ramban district has resumed. Authorities are working to reopen the Jammu-Srinagar National Highway NH-44, a vital road that connects the Kashmir Valley to the rest of the country. Extreme weather conditions, including heavy rain, thunderstorms, hail and flash floods, have caused widespread damage across the region. 3 people were killed in a landslide triggered by a cloudburst in Ramban district yesterday. Commissioner of Ramban, Bashirul Haq Chaudhary, has said that efforts are underway to clear most of the block roads within the next 48 hours. The second docking of satellites under ISRO's Space Docking Experiment SPADEX mission has been accomplished successfully today. In a social media post, Science and Technology Minister Dr. Jitendra Singh said further experiments are planned in the next 2 weeks. U.S. President Donald Trump has expressed optimism that Russia and Ukraine will strike a peace agreement this week to end the war. Trump said on his social media platform Truth Social, once the Russia and Ukraine reach an agreement, both will be able to make a fortune by doing business with the U.S. Earlier, Donald Trump also signaled the U.S. may take a pass on his efforts to broker a peace deal if either side makes negotiations too difficult. Indian benchmark indices, the Sensex and Nifty, opened green this morning, supported by positive foreign fund inflows and the visit of U.S. President J.D. Vance to India. This is the 5th straight day when the stock markets has extended its gain. The BSE Sensex gained over 772 points to 79,326, while the NSE Nifty was up by 241 points to 24,093. When reports last came in. In IPL T20 cricket, hosts Kolkata Knight Riders and Gujarat Titans will clash at the Eden Gardens this evening. The match will begin at 7:30 p.m. Yesterday, host Mumbai Indians defeated Chennai Super Kings by 9 wickets at the Wankhede Stadium. Bangladesh Meteorological Department BMD has forecast rain or thundershowers in all divisions, including Dhaka, in 24 hours, commencing 9 a.m. on Monday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.